Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A critical day approaches in Haiti, details in a moment. Then later, exciting opportunities emerge in Sri Lanka as Christians see doors close in India. We'll explain that story in just a few moments. But first, in just 4 days, the Kenya-led Multinational Security Support, or MSS, mission deploys in Haiti. An advanced delegation arrived last week to set the stage, even as the gangs, the reason for the security mission, flee the capital city. Teach Beyond's Latin America Regional Vice President, Chantel Sawatsky, says the recent missionary murders made the security problem high profile of their team.
We didn't mandate an evacuation, but as they're working in the school year wrapped up right as this was happening, and they went to the States to stay with family. They were planning on it anyway.
However, watching the crisis unfold from afar,
some of our members are Haitian, so they're Haitian American, and Haiti really is home. So it's difficult to watch a country that you love continue to be mired in such pain.
Will school resume on schedule? Well, that depends on how things are going with the MSS mission. Teach Beyond is committed to providing a gospel-centered education in the regions where they work. In situations like this, she's asking us to
be praying for security, be praying for peace in the midst of some of these government transitions and international relations. Be praying for all missionaries serving in the country, just clarity in what God would have them do in the midst of the uncertainty.
Next, the Houthis and an ongoing civil war may bring the most attention to Yemen on the global stage. However, Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says Yemen's spiritual need remains overlooked and unknown by most churches today.
There's over 34 million people inside the country of Yemen, and most of them have never heard the gospel. So we need Yemen to be a priority.
The problem is,
Yemen is one of the great challenging mission fields in the world today. Because of the civil war and the instabilities, it's difficult to get to aid to the places it's needed.
Plus, religious challenges abound. Following Jesus and sharing the gospel are both forbidden in Yemen. These are crimes punishable by death. Even so, a small number of Yemeni believers live out their faith in utmost secrecy. So how do they follow Christ's instructions in the Great Commission to go and make disciples? Training from Unknown Nations helps.
We can't just show up inside of Yemen on an airplane. We have to use beachheads like Egypt. We train Yemenis inside of places like Egypt, and they are then going into Yemen, raising up leaders, making disciples, distributing our solar power audio Bible in the local language.
Pray that the Lord will send more workers into his harvest in Yemen.
One people group, the largest, is Yemeni Arabs, 15 million people that are 0.00% Christian. The number of workers that are needed is 300. That's just for one single people group.
And as India grows more intolerant towards Christians, doors are opening in a neighboring country. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says two of their ministry partners in India plan to begin outreach to Sri Lanka.
They've decided to reach out down there. Some of that is because of some of the persecution and the difficulties in India, and they're still trying to reach the Tamil-speaking people wherever they are.
World Missionary Press produces scripture booklets that are distributed freely to make disciples around the world.
The booklet's so effective in India and in other places where they're working. So they came to us and said, okay, we want to go to Sri Lanka. What can you do for us?
Booklets from World Missionary Press have already helped another ministry in Sri Lanka for 25 years. The new ministries will support local pastors, train leaders, and send evangelists.
Workers are going into the rural areas, and there is open response. So this is an opportunity the Lord's presented, and we're just grateful that we can be part of it.
World Missionary Press is preparing to send a shipping container of resources to support the work. Pray for the scripture booklets to soon reach the pastors and evangelists in Sri Lanka. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.